Again today, as always, I'd like to thank you for coming to the house of the Lord and being a part of this service. And it's always good to be able to be in the house of the Lord and to hear the Word of God. So today, we were at the dinner last Sunday, and I already knew what the Lord would have me to share today. And you know, it was off a Facebook thing that I saw about a pumpkin. And so the scriptures, it talked about how God picks us up, cleans all the dirt off of us, and then He carves all the, gets all the yucky stuff out of us, and just like you do a pumpkin. And then it talks about how God carves a smile on our face and puts His light in us. So that's what we're going to talk about this morning, because that really spoke to me. And I knew I knew automatically that's what God wanted me to share today, because it's important for us to know and to be reminded that how much God thinks of us, even though, you know, I've not always been a Christian. Anybody else? Have you always been a Christian? Was you born a Christian? See, I wasn't always a Christian, but today I am. And today I can testify and be proud about what God has done in my life and what He's continuing to do in my life. See, at one time in my life, I didn't have a smile on my face, and I was full of yucky stuff. You know, all that goo, you you get out of the pumpkin. You know, you reach down in there and you think that's so cool. You know, you get down there and just start digging that stuff out, and it's all stringy and yucky and stuff like that. See, that's what was inside of me before I ever met Christ, all that yucky stuff. But God had to get all that out. God had to get all that yucky stuff out so that He could come in. Listen, that's the key today to being a successful Christian. God's got to remove all the yucky stuff so that He can come in. So you got to get rid of your yucky stuff so that God have room to live inside of you. Amen? And that's the only way God's going to come in and take control of your life today, is when that yucky stuff gets out of you, when God gets in there and starts scooping that stuff out of you. You know, I used to cuss all the time before I ever was a Christian. I used to cuss all the time. And I struggled with it. I get mad and I cuss. I say a bad word. And I was so scared when I started preaching. I never would get ramped up in the Spirit, because I suppressed the Spirit because I was afraid. I was afraid that if I ever got ramped up in the Spirit, I would say a curse word. And I've said this before behind this pulpit right here, but that was one of my number one fears. And see, Satan used that against me. He used that little, I call it a roadblock or a hiccup or a hindrance in my faith to suppress the Word of God, to suppress the Holy Spirit, so that I wouldn't get ramped up, so that I would stay low-key and be mediocre. Listen, I'm going to tell you something this morning. We have no need to be mediocre Christians. Amen? We have no need of that. You have everything to be shouting praises unto the Lord. Hallelujah, amen. And can somebody say amen to that? Do you have a reason this morning to shout unto the Lord praises? Amen. I do. He saved a wretched man like me from the eternal pits of hell and broke the bondages of sin, broke the power of sin in my life, so that I could stand here today and be led by the power, not of Satan, not by the powers of sin, but I could be led by the powers of God, be led by the powers of the Holy Spirit. Not only be led by the powers of the Holy Spirit, but be empowered, being able to do the works of God, and to walk out there and not be afraid, not be mediocre, and not cow down to sin. Listen, we don't have no need to be cowing down to sin anymore. You have something, you have a need today. Listen, you know what? Everybody in the world today wants something. Everybody wants something so desirable. Something beautiful. You ever been in a pumpkin patch? You ever been in a pumpkin patch and picked out your own pumpkin? Girls, what kind of pumpkin do you want? You want a big round one? A big round one? Jackson? Carson? Where's Carson at? You want a big old round pumpkin? You know, everybody looks for that perfect size, the perfect roundness. Nobody wants an ugly pumpkin. Nobody wants an odd-shaped pumpkin. You can't really carve an odd-shaped pumpkin. You want something round, and you want something big and something beautiful. But guess what? God likes the ugly pumpkins. Amen. He loves the ugly pumpkins. He loved this ugly pumpkin right here. I was an odd-shaped pumpkin. He loved me. He saw me out there in the field. And guess what he says in Psalms 119? He says, I chose you. You didn't choose me. I chose you. God chose me, that odd-shaped, ugly pumpkin. But listen, I'm going to tell you something about God today. God don't see no ugly people. Amen. God don't see no ugly people. God don't see no odd-shaped people. He sees everybody as perfect. And how do I know that? You say, preacher, how can you say that? Everybody ain't perfect. Everybody ain't beautiful. Well, in the standards of God, they are. And how do I know that? How should you know that? Because God's your creator. You think God makes something ugly? You think God makes something that he don't want? You think God makes something that he just wants to leave out there in the field to rot? God don't want to leave nothing behind. God don't call nothing. He loves it all. He loved a wretched sinner like me. He didn't leave me behind. He picked me up. I didn't choose God. I didn't choose to be a minister. Brother Hewlin, did you choose to be a minister? See, there's another one. God chose me. God chose him to be a promoter of the gospel, to be a carrier of the gospel. An odd-shaped, weird-looking guy, full of yuck, full of sin. And guess what? You know, just like a pumpkin. Now imagine this. Imagine this morning, guys. You go out there in the field, and the first thing you do, I've never picked up a clean pumpkin. Anybody? I've never picked up a clean pumpkin that didn't have some kind of dirt all over it. But you know what? The first thing you do when you get that pumpkin back to the house, you take that pumpkin, even though it's covered with dirt, you take it and you wash it off. And see, that's the same way God does. You see, all that dirt, all that sin that's on the outside, all that's on the inside, God takes it, he picks you up, and he washes all that muck, all that mud, and all that dirt, he washes it clean off of you. He said, even though your sins are like scarlet, guess what he says? I'll make them white as snow. So what does he got to have? How does he get you as white as snow? He cleans you up. He cleans you out. And he makes you a new creation. Praise God. Hallelujah. This morning that God does it all. He said, I'll make you perfect. I created you perfect, and I'm going to make you perfect if you will follow my ways. Now listen, there's people out there that's living apart from God. They are covered with dirt. They're covered with the muck and the mire. They're covered with all that ooey gooey stuff on the inside called sin. And listen, they choose to live apart from God. But God says if you want to be cleaned up, God says if you want to be cleaned up on the outside, if you want to be cleaned up on the inside, he says all you got to do is follow after me and walk in my ways, and I'll make you look as white as snow. You won't just look, you will be as white as snow on the outside and more importantly on the inside. Where love really matters? Too many people today have a misconception of what love is. They think love is an outer appearance. They think that love is what looks good on the outside. That's not what love is. Every wedding I've ever done, I've told the people the same thing over and over and over. Love is not what you see on the outside. Love is what's in the heart. Amen. Love is what's in the heart. That's where love is. That's where it counts. Whatever's in your heart, that's what love truly is. And we know today that the Lord, your Father in heaven, He is the light, and the light is in you this morning. That's the love of God that's in you this morning. That's how you can look and be how you are today, and think how you are today, and act how you are today, walk how you are today, talk how you are today. Because you are filled with the love of God. It's not just an outer appearance. Look, when I get home here in a little bit, this first thing I'm going to do is take this outer appearance of this suit off. I'm going to take this tie off probably when I get in the car. Because this is just an outer appearance to make me look respectable. But what really matters to today is that what's inside of my heart. That's where your love lies. That's where the laboratory of love is. That's where it's made. When you love God, see, God's living in you. The love of God's in you. And that's where God's just producing that love. He's producing the fruit of love so that you can go out of the house of God today. And when you go back out here on the streets and the highways and the places that you go, you can produce love because you can tell people about that love of God and how great and mighty God is and how much God cares about you, how much God loves you, and how much He wants to love you. See, a lot of people in the world today, they don't know what love is because they've never been truly loved. But when God comes in, let me tell you, when God comes in, when the Holy Spirit comes in, when Jesus Christ Himself comes in, then you'll know, then you'll testify, then you'll praise and shout unto the Lord what true love is, because you'll have it, you'll possess it, and it's a great thing to have this morning. It's a great thing to possess this morning, and it's not something that's just going to fade away. It's not going to be something that just falls apart. Man, the whole world around me could fall down and I'll still have the love of God in me. You could treat me as bad as you want to. You could talk to me as bad as you want to. But listen, you could be my worst enemy this morning. But according to the Word of God, we have the love of God inside of us. We should love our enemies just like we love God, just like He loves us, the church. This church is just a building this morning. But listen, where's the church at this morning? You're the church this morning. I'm the church this morning. And that's why it's so important. You know what three avenues Satan uses against us? There's three avenues that he uses. The lust of the eye, the lust of this flesh, and the pride of life. Those are the three avenues that Satan uses against us as Christians to get us to sin against God. Even Paul, over in Romans, I think you'll find in Romans 6:6, where Paul was talking about, now he wasn't just talking to anybody. He was talking to Christians. He was talking to believers that they had in their mind that they should just keep on sinning to increase the grace of God. Listen, God don't need your help this morning. You okay? God don't need your help. God's grace is sufficient. Amen. God's grace is sufficient for you. And it increases more and more every day, not by sinning against God, but by following God, by loving God, by walking in the precepts of God, and doing the things that God instructs us to do, even when we don't want to do them. Amen. Even when you don't want to do them, God still loves you. God's going to continue to love you. And grace abounds this morning. Did you know that? Did you know grace abounds this morning? Inside of you every day? No matter where you go, no matter what you do, God's grace abounds. God's grace increases. Listen, are you too full of God's grace today? You know what I'm full of? I'm full of too much of pride. But you know what? God slowly is removing it. You know, when I first started preaching, I'd never, ever step out behind the pulpit. I would never do that. And did you know this morning, I would never raise my voice. I'd never get excited preaching because my pride kept me from it. I kept the Holy Spirit pressed down. But you know what? The Holy Spirit kept coming up a little higher, a little higher. And every Sunday, I'd tell Pam, when we was at Old Dudley's church, every Sunday, when I'd get a chance to preach, I'd see, you remember old Brother Klein? He'd come over and I think he was a Pentecostal preacher. Now listen, if the Lord instructed me to run up and down these aisles, I'd do it in a heartbeat. But man, I'd get so nervous. He'd get fired up. He'd start preaching the Word of God. Next thing you know, he'd be leaving the pulpit. He'd be running down the aisles right here, up and down the aisles. And I was always so scared that he'd stop by me and ask me a question. I was an unlearned Christian. I was unlearned in my faith. I was unlearned in the Word of God. Man, I was afraid that he was going to put me on the spot. He always had that little cordless microphone. And man, he was running up and down the aisles preaching the Word of God, just so fired up by the Holy Spirit. And then he'd stop right by me. And I was sweating bullets. And I'd pray under my breath. I said, Lord, let him go on. Let him go on. Don't let him ask me nothing. But you know what? Every time I'd get to preach, anywhere in a church, I would go. I had the desire to go anywhere the Lord sent me. And every time I'd want to preach and let the Holy Spirit take over, I was so afraid to, because my pride was in the way. But one day, I finally told Pam, I said, the Holy Spirit wants to bust out. The Holy Spirit wants to take over, but I won't let it. And I know it's this unruly flesh, this unruly heart that's keeping the power of God from flowing. It's just keeping the power of the Holy Spirit from flowing. You know, sometimes we can become stagnated. Amen. Sometimes we get so used to coming to church and hearing preachers preach, he ain't doing nothing for me. And then we start bouncing around from church to church to church. Maybe I can go over here to this other church. Maybe they preach a little better. Maybe they sing a little better. Or maybe I go on down the road. Maybe that big church over there. Maybe they got more people coming to that church. They got to be doing something right over there. The Holy Spirit, that must be where the Holy Spirit's at them big churches. I ain't got nothing against no big church this morning. If God's there, he's here too. Amen. If God's here, he's there too. But you know what? We're suppressing the Holy Spirit. We're keeping the Holy Spirit down. But man, I remember the first time the Holy Spirit busted through. I told Pam, I said, I'm going to have a breakthrough today. How many want a breakthrough with God? How many? How many want a breakthrough with the Holy Spirit? Guess what? You got to let it. I ain't got no magic wand. You got to let it. You got to let the Holy Spirit break through. If you want to go up to the next level with God, then quit suppressing the Holy Spirit. Let it break through. Let it have control. And you say, well, Pastor, I may be doing things I don't know what I'm doing. Maybe somebody else will look at me and think I'm crazy. Maybe they might even throw me out of the church. Well, listen, I'm going to tell you what. This is from your pastor this morning. If you are led by the Holy Spirit, if you're led by God Himself, I won't question you. Amen. I won't question you. You got freedom and liberty in the Lord. Amen. You got freedom and liberty in the Lord. And why suppress it? Why keep it down? Why not share it? You know, we got some great testimonies right here in this church this morning. Got some great testimonies of God's power. That wasn't no accident. That wasn't no coincidence. That's the power of God this morning, working miracles. You believe in miracles this morning? I do. I believe in miracles. We're all miracles. God's working miracles right now as we're sitting here that we don't even know about. That hasn't even happened yet. But when they do happen, now listen, when they do happen, you're going to see it. You're going to know it. You're going to realize it. And then you're not going to keep it to yourself. You're going to praise God. You're going to shout hallelujah unto the Lord. You're going to praise hallelujah unto God. You're going to jump up and down and shout in the Spirit because God has been that good to you to grant you a blessing of a miracle. And that's what's so important today. Wow. Is this not a good word to you this morning, church family? Listen, God wants you to grow in your faith. God don't want you to be suppressing your faith. God wants you to grow to your maximum potential. And listen, I'm your pastor this morning. I've got a little room for growth. Man, I want to be maxed out like you know, when you're standing there at the pump and you're just pumping away and it starts running out of your gas tank. That's what I want. I want it to be running on the ground. I'm not talking about gas now. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about God. But listen, let me share this with you real quick. Wow. But you know what? It's all because of this. In John 15, 16, it's all because God had chose us first. We didn't choose Him, but God chose us to have all these great blessings. And listen, I'm going to go on even further with this. Let me flip over here to the next page here. Now listen, this is some good stuff. This is some great stuff here. You know, the Psalms, the psalmist writes in 71 verse 23. He says, "My lips will shout for joy when I sing praise to you, of whom you have delivered." Let me read that one more time to you. Psalms chapter 71 and verse 23. It says, "My lips will shout for joy when I sing praise to you, of whom you have delivered." The Lord has delivered me this morning. Amen. The Lord has delivered you this morning. No matter what your problems are, no matter what your storms are, listen, the praise report, you know, you went over to the hospital, and then next thing you know, they said, "You don't have no blood in your urine." Next thing they know, they said, "Everything's fine." Then we walk into church this morning. Tina's walking, she's standing in the foyer, and she's here this morning doing very well with a smile upon her face. She's doing everything she needs to do to get her health back where it needs to be. And listen, I will shout unto the Lord praises with my lips. I will sing songs of praises unto God because He has delivered me. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God this morning. God is a real God. God is a good God. God is an all-powerful God, and He loves us and you and me that much. And He wants to bless us. He wants to give us healing. He wants to make us walk and see again, talk again. He wants us to have happiness. Listen, when the Lord came into my life, He delivered me from sadness to happiness. He delivered me from bondage to freedom. And listen, if that ain't enough to shout unto you, Lord, for I don't know what else is. I don't know what else I can say to you this morning. But that's a reason this morning. My sadness is gone. My weeping is gone. Listen, I'm a happy man this morning. I'm a happy man of God this morning. I have trials and troubles just like everybody else does. But listen, I'm going to continue to praise and shout unto the Lord because He has saved me. He has given me life on this earth, and He's given me life eternal someday when I close out this walk of life. He's given me life eternal with Him. Now listen, what more do you need to shout praises unto the Lord with this morning or about this morning? And as long as my lips are alive, as long as my heart is alive today and my lips can praise the Lord, I'm going to keep preaching it. I'm going to keep saying it. I'm going to keep telling people. That's why I can stand up and promote the gospel. That's why I can say I love the Lord today. That's why I can say that God is for me today, because I love the Lord that much, because He loved me that much first. And He chose me before I ever even thought about Him. So listen, you got a lot to praise the Lord for today. Wow. And you know, I'm not jacked up on no coffee. I'm not jacked up on no pills today. I'm jacked up on the Lord today. I'm jacked up on the Holy Spirit today. And that's the way it should be for each and every one of us. Now, I'm not asking you to act like your pastor this morning. You praise the Lord in your own way. If you want to get happy in the Lord, you get happy in your own way. You praise the Lord in your own way. Now let me finish up with this right here. Is this good to you this morning? Amen. Boy, I knew this was going to be good today. I just knew it before I ever even got here. Man, this is good. Let me close with this. Whew. Wow. Now listen. After God picks us up, just like that old pumpkin, washes us off, and then He opens up the top, carves out the old yucky, gooey stuff, and then He carves a smile on the outside. You know, girls, how you, Jackson and Carson, you know how you like to carve your favorite picture on the front of that pumpkin? Well, that's the way God does. He carves that smile. He carves a smile on your face. He puts a smile on your face. He puts those big old nice rosy cheeks and, you know, your smiling face. And everybody knows you're happy. You know how proud you are, girls, when you set that pumpkin out on your front porch and you put the candle inside of it, Carson and Jackson. You know how you set that candle. So let's light it up and see what it looks like. Well, guess what? Over in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16, same thing God does. After he gets done with all that work, after God gets done with all that work, all the things that he does to prepare that pumpkin or that person, let's say that person's heart, he puts a light on inside of them. Matthew 5 and 16, it says, "Let your light shine before others that they may see your good works or deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." See, today, I hope when people look at me, they see the light of God shining forth. I hope when they hear me talk about God, they're like, "Ah, there comes a preacher." You know how preachers are. They want to talk forever. You know, you meet them out in the stores or out on the streets. They, "Oh man, don't talk. That's a preacher. Get away from him. We don't want to talk to him." But you know what? I like sharing my light with other people. I like letting them see the power of God working in me. And you should too. Me and my little buddy Carson was going over to Addison or Winston County yesterday afternoon. We said we was going hunting, but we did go out in the woods, but we ate more snacks and laughed than we did do any hunting. So I think the deers were, girls, I think the deers were just like, "Look at those guys over there. They're not over here looking for us. They're over here laughing and eating snacks." So we stopped in at a little gas station to get some gas in the truck. And this guy next to us on the other aisle, he was pumping gas in his truck and had his little four-wheeler behind him. Well, guess what? I just struck up a conversation with him just like that. Just started talking to him. And I think it was a God thing. And we were talking, and you know, he said, "God bless you. And good luck." That's what he said. "God bless you and good luck." So let me tell you this right here, right now. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you this morning. Because the Lord is good. The Lord is awesome. And He loves you. He loves you so much that I can't even describe. I can't even tell you how much the Lord loves you. You watching on Facebook today, maybe you're struggling. But the Lord loves you. He loves you more than anything you could possibly ever know. And He wants to increase in your life. But you got to let Him. The Lord is a respecter of persons. He's not going to just come in and take over your life. If you want to get better in the Lord, you got to let Him. Jesus said, "I stand at the door and knock. Any man that openeth unto me, I will come unto him." So you got to open the door and let Him in. And when you do, you better be ready, because your life ain't never going to be the same. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, man, it's been a good morning. It's been a good service. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the mighty message, Heavenly Father. God, it's been powerful to be here this morning. God, I felt the Holy Spirit just running up and down these aisles this morning. Just, Lord, we ask a double portion of blessings be poured out upon each person that's here today. And a double portion of blessings upon each person that's watching on Facebook today, Lord. God, if there be any heart today struggling, God, we pray and we lift them up to you, Lord. God, we ask you to continue to increase in our lives. And Lord, let us decrease. Lord, if there be any yucky stuff inside of us, Heavenly Father, that's hindering our faith, Lord, we pray you would just scoop it out of us. Get the yucky stuff out of us, Lord, so that we can grow and have room, more room for you. And God, now we pray that everything that we've said and done in your house today to be to honor and glorify your word, your holy name. And God, your word says, if you be lifted up, you draw all men unto you, Heavenly Father. And so God, we pray today that's exactly what has happened. And we ask this in the holy name of Jesus Christ, thanking you for all. Amen.